So here I am with Mary Griffiths at Whitworth Art Gallery. Mary is the creator of modern art, and you've got a very exciting new exhibition about to open. Just describe what it is, Mary.
That's right, it opens this Friday. So it's called The Land Between Us, Place, Power and Dislocation. And it's a show I've been working on probably for a few years now, thinking about it, but only really since about last October. And what I'm doing in the show is bringing together historic works from the collection together with contemporary works in conversation. So there's the idea is to make it plain that historic works can be just as vibrant as and as symbolically interesting as contemporary works, and also to make that place for the viewer so that it's clear that they bring an awful lot to an exhibition by making connections between works of art.
And there are big names in this, both from the contemporary scene and I suppose from those classic masters, Turner. You've got a Rembrandt in there. Describe a few of the individual works. Maybe give us an example of that relationship working.
Mm. So when you first walk into the Whitworth, the first thing you'll see is a forest straight in front of you, and that's by Oliver Eliasson. So we've rebuilt that forest completely because...
And folks, it's a proper forest.
It really is a proper
forest. I banged my head on the branches as I was walking through it.
So we've had to build that from scratch. So all you get is a piece of paper saying roughly how it's to be. Then you make it, obviously, to make it site-specific. Now, that work by him, which is from 1998, that goes alongside a print by Albrecht Dürer called The Night, Death and the Devil.
Mm.
And that shows a knight on his horse with death behind him with an hourglass and with the devil, and he's made out of all these sort of vile bits of other creatures, and they're of course trying to tempt the knight from his straight course through the forest, and the knight is about to enter the forest. So you can see that conversation that goes on between there. So there's the picture of the knight, and then you enter and you have to make that choice at the forked forest path. So it's
a wonderful work. I think that's just such a instantaneously both charming and sinister, and I think all ages will just fall in love with that piece as well, especially since it refers to the one outside the main entrance of the art gallery.
Yeah, the Metzger, because there's that one. The upside-down trees outside those willow trees, the Metzger.
And you get that wonderful view between the two, don't you, where you're, like, you're about to go into that forest and you can look back and see the Metzger behind you. Did you want a sense of playfulness for all generations in that, or did you want the sinister? Did you want anything particular from that forest for the visitor?
Well, I'm really pleased that there is the slightly sombre sort of sinister feel to it, and the playfulness, and it smells really beautiful.
So
lots of people have commented how it's got this kind of Christmassy feel to it. So it's going to be a gorgeous experience, but a very telling experience as well. So I'm very happy with that. Now, of course, I didn't really know how it was going to be because it didn't exist. Mm. I've never been in it before because we've built it ourselves. So then, as it began to be created in the gallery, I thought, that's how it's going to be. So that's a very exciting thing to do.
It is. And then you get into the other exhibition areas. Now, you've got that first, well, depending on which way you're going, I suppose, but one of the rooms that first struck me, although it's not quite completed yet, was the Turner Room, where you have the whole collections inside and out of that room, don't you, that you've got here at the Whitworth Art Gallery, the watercolours.
All of the Turner watercolours that we've got are up in those rooms. And
displayed interestingly, because they're not normally just like the one in a room.
Displayed in a kind of random way to break up that idea of putting them on a line in a gallery and to be read in as a sequential narrative. So this is to do with relationships and how those works might play with each other and play with the viewer. And then you go from that into a video projection, which is by Black Audio Film Collective, a video called Handsworth Songs that they made in 1986, which is all about the Handsworth and Brixton riots and the aftermath of those. So when I was putting those two things together, it was to do with these different versions with some similarities of Britain.
Yeah,
so a view from the late 18th and early 19th centuries, and then the one from 1986. And Black Audio Film Collective are completely knowledgeable about historic British art and the pastoral tradition and landscape. Yeah. So they use those images as well, and they use Blake within that video.
It's a fascinating notion, that, because there is those relationships down the centuries and resonances, I think, that come out in both. You have let's pick out a couple of other of the little relationships you bring into being throughout the exhibition.
Yeah. Well, lots of you will remember the work that Nikhil Chopra did for Marina Abramovich Presents last year that we had at the Whitworth. And he's done a new work which was a walk from the north of Mumbai to the south of Mumbai. Now, he performed that walk there, and he's not performing here. What these are, what's on show here, are kind of the remnants of that performance. So there's 22 photographs of him on the walk and living on the streets in Mumbai. And then there'll also be an enormous, it's about 12 metres long by about 4 metres high, drawing, a charcoal drawing on canvas that he made of the Oval Medin, which is a park in the middle of Mumbai. And then there'll also be the clothes that he wore on that walk. So you can see this. He offers you, us all these things to tell us about that war, but also for us to conjure in our imaginations what that might be like here in Manchester, when, of course, we're nowhere near Mumbai. And that goes alongside seven marvellous sketchbooks that we own here at the Whitworth by the 18th century artist John Robert Cousins. And they show his journey from Britain down to Italy in 1745. And he was accompanying William Beckford. He was accompanying William Beckford on the Grand Tour. And we have all these really beautiful drawings of mountains in Germany and then rivers and Etna, volcanoes going off. So you can see there, there's that connection to do with the journeys that those two men were going on.
It's an interesting exhibition because it seems both joyous to me, but it makes you think as well. That's presumably exactly what you wanted people to get
from
it.
That's right. I wanted it to be very, very beautiful and gorgeous to be in. But of course, they're very symbolically, politically symbolic, those works as well. So to get that kind of heartfelt feeling from it, how gorgeous the works of art are and how much they can mean and how much we all have to give those works of art.
Good. Mary, thank you very, very much for that. This has been an audio boo for Manchester Weekender, and I do recommend everybody to come along and have a look.
I think I've done it.